And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
I have a question.
Yeah?
The thing we planned. I thought we were doing the thing.
Yeah. Oh. I did. I thought it was too late because we were in the middle of a story.
No, that's why I had you cut
we
it off.
We never came with a subject, though.
Damn.
I was trying to lead.
Oh. The,
yeah,
what'd you say?
To lead Christine into.
How was the scout?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
but that's
why
not
I
a good. That's not a good lead.
I know that. I tried, doing a little Lewis thing, a push.
Mm. Oh, that Lewis gets out of it. Yeah. I started talking too free.
Well, that's why I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah. Jay." I was like, oh, "All right, I fucking let's
go." Of course,
go.
Lewis cancels.
I was like, "Okay." Our plan was, Christine, is to come in here and act like we were off the air and see if we could get you to talk shit on the mic. And because it's a pre-record, we had the safety net. So obviously, if you said
well, we were
crazy, we could
I
just
thought
edit
I
it
really
out.
I'm sorry.
So I was so Jacob and I were like, that's why my energy was like, "Oh yeah, how was the?" How was the scout? That's when Jacob asked that, and then we were like,
So we were like on
I'm
air
dumb.
The whole time, like when Jay said, let's come back from break. Like,
theoretically,
actually
yeah.
Recording.
Right? You were still recording.
Yeah, but I don't think we should use it.
Yeah, me neither. No, we can actually go to commercial and then come back. And then we'll
so
explain.
Mundated, it didn't really make sense.
Yeah, no, it was just like, I might as well have asked how the coffee was. I had a good cup. I just one cup.
What are you scouting for?
You're gonna pay him.
In fairness, I didn't give any lead either because I didn't know. I thought when we said it could only the only thing that would be interesting would be hugely bad. Do you know what I mean? Like the only thing that'd be interesting if she said something like breakingly horrible.
It just would have been funny to set her up to do it and then edit it no matter what.
Oh, okay. And then everyone will guess what she said.
Exactly. And then it would have led to the old Odyssey of the Mind where you're like, I don't know what happened to edit it because you even said like if you hear editing. Something
yeah,
fucking major.
Something terrible happened.
So that's what.
Don't worry, we can get. We were looking for like a more like an I love snacks, but I was worried that we were going to get hard end bombs.
Which, from me?
Yeah.
No, she just came in.
The people don't know you, Christine. They don't know you.
I'm a hard end bomb type of girl, gal.
We were trying to think of stuff that we could, and then we got too far away from the subject. Started talking Cobra Kai. Things spun out of control.
New Saints in New York.
Out. Have you guys both indulged?
That's what we were talking about. We haven't.
Get to work on time. You'll know.
And then, so we brought up The Sopranos, the movie The Many Saints of Newark, and how dumb it was. And then we found a video of all the references to The Sopranos that's in The Many Saints of Newark, which is it's so blatant. Just give a little taste.
Remember some of these references since you last viewed the show or saw the film without seeing The Sopranos? This video will catch you up on all the references that you may have missed. Before we get started, be sure to click subscribe
that.
And
they're like,
smash the subscribe button.
Guys, before I explain why Christopher loved heroin, just make sure you go and subscribe.
Just completely annihilate that like button.
Just like he did that dog when he laid on it, high on junk.
I highly suggest that you watch it before this video. So sit back, relax.
Jesus Christ, for 5 minutes of video, the first two is him
it's
telling you how much...
Him priming you.
You go out there and get soon, huh? I want you to burn the city down. You're holding through, huh?
It's like everyone in the movie was like, we're going to make the most Sopranos movie we can.
You know.
Let's take this up to Sopranos.
You know those old Italian actors love getting to play characters that say racial references.
Oh, my God.
They love it.
That's their playing catch with their dad.
Oh, it's got to feel. It does. It feels so organic for them. Then they get to be like, well, I'm an actor.
Can you put me in something that looks like a bowling shirt where I can say mean stuff about blacks and gays?
Yeah. I'd like a baggy yet tight tank top, stark white with some sauce stains on it.
Do you have what I can only call a lady's necklace to put on my very tan clavicle when I want
to
say that?
I'd like it to be so light, so golden and light. That it can't even weigh down my obnoxious chest hairs.
And just dump the grease in my hair. Let me slick it back, and I got some opinions.
Brittle cream me. I'm out.
Aim me and fire me off. All right.
Get to an amusement park no more.
Daddy!
He's not telling you the references?
This video sucks.
Or is this the surprise? Oh,
is a reference
you.
To... I
the house soon. Even go Gooch over there.
What?
they say, they both use the word gagoots.
See, these references are... It's a reference to...
This is terrible. This is, stop this. Stop this video.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what?
Don't smash that subscribe button. Unsubscribe.
Jacob's about to cry.
The guy was like, it's a reference to... It's a reference to...
That was insane.
That was done so poorly.
Jacob, that was a really bad video.
It sure was. No argument here.
I apologize for letting you guys down that.
We were on the same page that was not a good... Well, you couldn't have known, but that was a particular... We just... happened to pick a particularly bad one.
I thought it was going
to
be like, oh, this is a reference to Boom.
Yeah, and then, guys, you want to see what the references are? Watch. And he goes, boy, oh boy, here's another.
If he had flashcards, he would have just been doing this. This is this.
Is this.
This
is that. This.
Okay, you catch
by the
that?
Way, there's no way that was going to be all the references. Because all the references he's talking about is the one time he goes, oh, you stunod, is reference to. He goes, hey, you stunod.
Yeah. He goes, well, you're not going to eat your noodles? He goes, you always eat your noodles.
Because a reference to, you always eat your noodles.
There really one was just a bird, and he went, look, another bird.
I'll have a Diet Coke, please, is a reference to. I'll have a Diet Coke, please.
Uncle Junior ordered the Diet Coke when he was eating a chicken paw. Remember that pigeon was outside.
Hey, oh. Is a reference to AO.
Is a reference to.
There was a bird in boat. There was a bird in boat.
Christopher walked by a pigeon, too. Man, Many Saints of Newark blows. Cobra Kai rules, and I'm excited to watch season 5.
I'm excited to watch it, too. But what I'm more blown away by is my lack of inspiration to rush and watch it.
Inspirado?
But I am tearing through 60 days in.
We know.
Do you know there's a guy? This is interesting.
This is funny because this is the adult version of New Girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
Because you always bring her up. You go, that reminds me of something 60 days in.
Well, let me tell you something about this show. I'm not showing you any, no reference, no videos to show. But I'm saying that a guy who was in two, now it's weird. Hulu's got season 1, 2, 3, not 4. Can't find 4 anywhere.
Some shit going
down? I probably have to order it on Amazon Prime, which I will. I'll go back. But... I did 5, now there's 6 and 7, I believe, is the newest one. But season 3, which I did watch, and 4, they had a guy that was doing so good at Marines stay in. He stayed in for an extra 60 days to get more stuff. Seemed like a pretty good, like, all right guy. Killed himself recently, accused of, like, sexual assault and rapes, and he left a suicide note and, like, blew his brains. It was fucking wild.
Damn, and you watch him doing it, like, yeah. That's what's weird about
it. Well, I didn't see his second season, that's the one, but his first season, he was, like, killing it. Get it? Killing it?
Yeah, but then you just go to jail for fun? You, like, go back?
But I'll never understand it. Do you ever watch
Naked and Afraid?
No.
They
censor it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I would watch it if they didn't censor it.
I bet they should release it on Amazon uncensored.
They should. I'd watch it.
These people do this. They go live 40 days naked in these terrible conditions for no money.
Any supplies?
Why?
They get to bring one thing, usually. One or two things. They bring, like, usually one of them brings, like, a pouch and a fucking machete. They give them, like, a pouch.
I bring a butt plug and raised eyebrows. Hey, you want to, I know you're afraid, but want me to loosen you up a little bit?
There's times where you're like, I bet these people at the beginning wanted a bang, but then they become hungry and they don't care about banging. They care about making shelter and getting food, but it's not for money.
They never bang?
I don't think... I've never seen anybody bang.
I've seen a lot of them and not one bang.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know what's crazy? When they do, like, Naked and Afraid XL, or they do, like, the other, like, the big ones, it's never for money.
I didn't realize that.
It's always just like, oh, my survival rating is up.
Right.
I, like, upped my survival rate.
Some silly rating that they made up.
Also, Naked and Afraid, they also make clothes immediately, don't they?
They usually make, sometimes people just go barefoot. Usually they make shoes, mm-hmm. but most of the time they're just, like, sleeping naked, and it's, like, 40 degrees, and they're, like, and they're just in, like, grass tents. But then...
Do they snuggle together for warmth?
It's happened.
They That's do? Happened.
Yeah.
And the guy doesn't bone up at all. Why? Because the girl probably stinks like shit at that point.
I mean, they both do.
Oh, our chonch probably smells like just
sewage. There's one where they're doing teams, and there was, like, 3 cute girls, and then this guy showed up. And then
Sup?
He, And he ate, they like cooked up the snails and he just jumped in and ate it and got sick. And then he was just blowing ass around these three girls.
Really?
Where he's like, I'm sick, I can't help.
Dude,
like,
I'd be on the other side of the island fucking crapping in the water.
Dude, he would just go out back of the hut. But they never do it for money. And then we started watching, or Katie watched Alone, and I would go in and watch Alone. And that's like, those people go live alone in fucking Canada. And they have supplies, and that's for like $500,000. And you see,
how long?
They do like 40 days.
Yeah.
But so do Naked and Afraid. They're doing the same thing naked for no money, but then you can go on alone and win like $500,000 to a million.
They got greedy. They wanted to get on TV. They were fame whores. They wanted to be on TV too quick. They didn't wait for the money to roll in on the idea.
You know what it is? Also, Alone is all, they go through cold weather. Where Naked and Afraid, they it's cold, but it's most of the time in jungles and shit where they can be naked the whole time.
I'd be willing to bet that 60 days in has gotten more lucrative for the people doing it as the shows go on. For one, you're in a little more danger, because everyone told me this was coming too, but as the season I'm in now, six and five even, even by like three, season three, they started, the people like knew what the show was. So when someone's not like partaking in all the activity.
Oh, yeah, you were saying
that. They start going like, yo.
You're 60 a.m.,
and they start, and that, when that rumor spreads, dude, you'll just get jumped. It's wild. They are getting more and more violent each season, the episodes. I think Christine's friend said, she told her, he goes, you know, that show's fake. Like, is it? They dominate a fucking
a
prison. Yeah, like, I don't think it's fake.
I bet they're just very good producers.
People get punched and people get like attacked.
I mean, you imagine that coming over your headset, Christine, as a producer. They're like, Jim's punched. They got him. Cell block A. They're punching the shit out of him. Go get in there.
Yeah, because they have to do so much protective stuff over them, too. Like, if someone's like, hey, I went out, it's not like they go, all right, get your clothes. We're sending you outside. Like, they have to, like, run through a whole process to get you out. So
there's not chaos.
Well, because there's only two people who really know what's happening in the jail. It's supposed to be just, like, the warden and, like, the sheriff or whatever.
Jesus.
Is it? But I think some of the things are changing as they go, but it's still pretty wild.
I'm telling you, I'd get so frustrated that I just let it slide one day.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people have done that before when the CEO's being mean to them. Like, you want that attitude on TV? And she's like, what does that mean? She goes, nothing.
You'll see.
Nothing. It's like,
hope your friends,
you just told them everything.
Hope your friends don't have A&E.
Saturdays, 8 p.m.
Saturdays, 8 p.m. following... Bigfoot Hunter.
With a Bigfoot Hunter's Legion.
Terrible weddings. 6:30. But sure, yeah, don't keep treating me like shit. See how that plays.
Right, see what's between terrible weddings and I survived.
It's a locked up summer. This summer on TLC. Yeah, dude, you can't give it away. You're going to get fucking killed if you give it away.
When I talk to Christine from the road and I'm getting ready to go upstairs and start watching the show, I goes, all right, I'm about to jump in.
I'm going to go in.
60 days in.
Jacob, did you try to get behind Christine and change the thermostat?
I didn't. Got my blankie, though.
Nice, dude. Did you try to make it look...
You're, by the way, in the short amount of time, you're cold now.
Fucking freezing.
Is really? It cold?
You're freezing, Lou?
It's unbearable. It's terrible.
You're freezing. Hmm? You're freezing?
I have the vent over. We have the vent blasting.
Well, turn it...
The vent is facing us, and you unfortunately can't...
Actually, the vent's going into a big dome. Christine, turn the thing up a little bit. I'm trying to bring panic.
Yeah. Dude, it'd be so funny if we look back and Black Lou and Jacob have icicles coming off their noses.
The end of Shining?
They got End of Shining cold. Dude,
sorry.
I love thinking of the CEO being like, oh, okay, yeah, treat me like that. We'll see what happens in a 13-week run. What? What did you say?
What's up?
Is it, do I get outside time?
What's run through? Jacob, you're freezing cold, missing Florida more than ever.
Do you miss it?
He misses it so bad.
I do.
He's officially, he stopped even giving it.
Can I ask you something? Mm-hmm. Do you wake up and do you check the weather in Florida?
No.
On your phone?
I don't have to. I know it's good.
You just know it. Sometimes I do that when I miss home and I'm on the road. I just look at the New York weather.
Did you ask your brother? It wasn't good. The Saturday night that I was in West Palm, first of all, it rained the entire weekend. Every day, and then the Saturday night, I had to stand under an awning for an hour and a half because it was torrential, and I was just stuck in the middle of it. Mm. Stuck right there, yeah.
Damn.
Didn't do anything. It was insane. But I know you love it, but we're here to tell you so many stories of people who should give you reason to hate it so much.
Black Lou put together a list of all the most recent Florida man stories we've had.
Yeah.
And these are fucking rough, dude. That state is not built for humans to live in.
No, there's a lot of Florida garbage. But there's good stuff, too. There's good people, too.
I'm sure there's good people.
Sure. Plenty of good people. But the place blows.
I found out about this story and then brought it to the group about this Florida man who went into the swamp and was out hiking and got his fucking arm bit and then made it for 3 days. Here's the thing about Florida.
I survived.
You can make fun of how fucking garbage they are or whatever. Tough as nails. I would probably say the toughest people. The way Boston is the people have the best sense of humor, I think across the board, Boston's the funniest city. Mm-hmm. I think Florida is the toughest state. Oh, Texas might get mad, but I think Florida has, you have fucking stories like
this. Well, they're not tough on dentistry.
No. They don't care about enamel. No. Best enamel, I'd probably put that in Minnesota or maybe California. California's got the best enamel.
Texas got some big old teeth.
They do have teeth. That oil money comes in and you fucking get some shiners.
Sure. You start getting into the, get about the St. Louis, the
Colorado,
the little bit of Georgia down. The care for your teeth is not, it's just not there.
Right. It sweeps like the jet stream. It sweeps east and down.
I'm also most impressed eastbound with the full-blown acceptance of like a frigged up grill.
Love it. Love to see it.
Really? When they're just like,
this guy's
some
got
of them
one.
Are red, some of them are sore.
Look at this
some
guy.
Some of them aren't there.
This guy's got some teeth popping out. You can see from a good 20-foot distance, that man's got some chomps.
He might have more arm than tooth.
And he's only got one arm. He spent 3 days lost in a swamp after losing his arm in a gator attack. And when you read the story, he's like, the gator bit down. And I knew she was serious. Like, we'd go down, Christine.
That's what I knew.
Put the news story.
Just, yeah, that's what I knew. We were in a tussle.
Me and this gal was about to dance. I knew my dance card was full for the evening once she bit down. Let's see what the news story says, because they always, what's fun about local news is they bring that generic tone to try to act like what they're talking about isn't batshit insane.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, I'm here by a lake where a local piece of garbage got his arm munched by an alligator.
By a gator.
You guessed it. An alligator. And what did the alligator say to the man? Suck my dick, you fucking hick.
Says he spent 3 long days lost here at Lake Manatee over the summer after being bitten by an alligator and losing his arm. Florida Fish and Wildlife says so far this year there have been 22 gator bites.
22 gator bites.
And Jacob, you took a video. You FaceTimed me like, oh, look at this gator really close to me.
Yeah, they're just walking around. You've accepted gators the way people have accepted dinosaurs in the last Jurassic Park movie.
Jacob, you're a fun-sized Snickers to an alligator.
My
dude.
God, dude.
Yeah. Two bites.
I'll tell you exactly what he is. He's a shorty hoagie at Wawa.
Yeah, you're shorty hag. You're 6-incher.
Yeah, you're still delicious as shit, but I could probably have 2 of you.
I'm going to have 2 of you because I want to get different kinds.
If I get iced tea, I'm going to have 2 of you. Yeah, this guy's just got fucking bit.
Looks like he's at a Wawa.
I mean, he's at something. He's either... Look at that fucking... That's in
fake.
Florida?
Those are fake.
No, it's not.
Welcome.
Shut up, Jacob. That's real? That monster's real? You want to get down there.
When I would see that, by the way, we'll tweet it out at the Bonfire SXM. Gator estimated to be 13 to 15 feet long. We're looking at a 13-foot gator. Welcome.
Jacob.
To Jurassic Park.
Jacob.
It is. It's Jurassic Park. I would only say that if I saw that. Every time I would say that.
Look, whatever. She's like, and we only live like 2 miles from here. That's cool.
It's crazy is my small son with chewable bones loves to play ball in that field.
You know, our friend Michelle bought a house in Florida, and she says their backyard is just dominated by a giant alligator they call the captain.
You just kind of get used to it. Cause
no, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
She gets,
no,
like,
you
excited don't. For the captain to come by. She's like, oh, look, he's here.
Does she feed him or shit?
No.
Yeah. She gets like fucking turkeys, just raw turkeys. Just
a fucking a pink carcass.
By the way, she likes to hold onto a drumstick and fight a little bit with it. Yeah, get it, girl.
She goes,
get it.
Oh, that's 400 million years of evolution right there.
Was that just killing another alligator?
Yeah, they eat other alligators.
Whoa! Damn.
They eat each other?
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
Gators
dude.
Eat everything. That one actually, I think that's past the legal limit. If they catch it, they put it down.
What are they doing in the ecosystem? Alligators.
No,
why can we not get rid of them?
Ecosystem.
What do they kill?
What do they do?
they keep everything in check.
Yeah, they kill stupid people. He's right.
Oh, you're talking about natural selection of dum-dums?
Yeah.
This guy deserved to have his arm bitten off.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Well, I don't know what he was doing to get
probably pedophiling or something else atrocious.
Something else Florida. He's probably trying to pedophile in a Walmart parking lot.
Kill a bully.
It's just on the golf course. Yeah, that's a fucking monster.
Christine, go back to that news article. Yeah, you're just hitting around it. Because it says...
I would go get a sword and fight it.
Dude, you have to get more than a sword.
We're looking at a picture of a video
shield
of an alley.
Also. Oh, a shield
also. You'd have to get the shark... Dude, you'd have to go get a fucking bazooka for that thing.
No, dude, I'm going to fight it like a dragon.
Can you make it bigger? Because it says...
This guy's
no, the actual story. The yeah, because I want to read the article of what happened to him. He said, this is great. This is Florida, where he's like, Eric Murda, 43, so he's right in between us, Jay, in age, says he was reborn on July 17th when he lost his right arm to the gator.
Yeah, now I'm a one-armed guy.
Yeah.
I was reborn as a guy who can't give hugs.
I can't, yeah. In my new life, I can't itch the right side of my head.
Yeah. I have to raise the roof lopsided. There's so many things.
I've learned how to wipe left-handed.
Yeah, I'm jerking left.
He said, I looked over and there was a gator.
I'm getting really good at voice to text.
Dude, look at that. See, this is what I mean by the comfort. He said, I looked over and there was a gator and I went to swim like Olympic style swim and she grabbed my arm from the outside. Mm-hmm. The nearly 7-foot gator
breaststroke.
Tore Idiot. Off Murda's right arm. He spent the next 3 days lost in the swamp with a bone poking out, a lot of pain the whole three days.
Really?
There was I was screaming at the top of my lungs. He found his way out and was airlifted to the hospital where doctors amputated what was left of the arm. There was no way that this is real, he remembered thinking. My arm is gone. I don't have an arm anymore. There's no way. I have to be dreaming or something. This guy's arm munched right off.
Do you think he had this much sense of loss with his teeth?
I came out the swamp naked with one arm. I was reborn for a reason, and I believe that's to motivate people. Yeah, to not go swimming in a swamp. Dude, he went to go swim naked. He got naked and swam in a swamp.
Because
He says he was naked, but I think he got, like, bit.
Gator took his clothes.
He's like,
you see the gator and he's wearing it? What? These are mine.
He goes, what, this lotto shirt? I wore this to the swamp.
The lotto shirt with the changeable decal, with the changeable logo?
So what? You like my fucking can't bust them Buddy Lees?
I was trying to swim Olympic style. You mean swimming?
Yeah. Also, what were you doing, laps in a swamp?
Naked? It's so bizarre.
He goes, I got to go down for my naked swamp swim.
Well, there's gators in there. He goes,
I could swim around.
You get used to it, Jacob told me.
I'm called the Michael Phelps.
No, you get used to seeing them. Nobody I know.
Swamp dives.
Swamp dives. You just don't, you don't swim here.
Well, this was.
I didn't realize you get on there and do pussy shit.
He said he was swimming in Lake Manatee, which it does say, like, is a place you can swim in Florida.
Yeah, it says,
like, he was just in some swamp somewhere.
Okay, but then how did he get to the swamp?
Why was he lost for 3 days?
Also, if this is a swimming area, I would assume other people would be around swimming. There'd be people. Is it a swim at your own risk?
Doesn't it just say that? Because I don't know anyone. It says that right under swim at your own risk, right there. Lake Manatee State Park.
Damn, so you're just like, all right, well, there might be a gator.
He took the risk.
He got naked.
What if you fall asleep like in a chair by the lake? Like
it wouldn't dawn on me to swim.
Would it dawn on you to sit on a chair, though, by a lake and just relax, maybe fall asleep reading a book?
I'm always aware. Look, I'm always aware of gators. I always look for them.
Damn, man.
How long does it take you back?
Fish,
how long back in New York does it take for you to stop looking for gators? How long until you're like, oh, sorry, I was searching for a gator around that corner in Astoria?
I don't know if I'd rather Texas than Florida.
Texas got like scorpions and snakes and shit, but I think Florida's got a lot more dangerous stuff. Also, the humidity in Florida.
Yeah, that's what I hate.
Yeah.
Every day was so sticky hot there. And then raining. And then the rain didn't make it less humid.
That's what it's supposed to do.
It's supposed to take humidity out of the air. Isn't that it falling to the ground? God. Suck dick, Florida.
Christina has a picture of an alligator on screen right now that's the size of a baby Tyrannosaurus Rex.
It's fucking crazy. And this is just a fucking big gator that they just let walk around.
By the way, not afraid of people at all. Walking on a golf course.
Yeah, that manicured grass.
Would you be afraid of people?
Huh?
Would you be afraid of people?
I'm just saying he's not at all. All
right, gator, going to a fucking Target. Look, I want to see you make people.
This guy filming that close, I'm like, what if this thing turns out is really fast?
And hungry.
Oh, dude, if it just started started scurrying.
Like, he's chilling right now, but it's like...
Also, well, look at his shoe wear. Those shoes are going to pop off.
I always heard these were fake, though.
What do you
That's
mean?
That's real.
Like, they're animatronic robots?
There's, like, multiple videos of them.
Yeah, but it's always, like, that one.
What, you think it's like Sasquatch?
The tail's always identical.
They're what? All alligators.
So wait, are you, dude, is this, do we find your
There's
conspiracy
one in
theory?
South Carolina.
Is Jay an anti-big gator? Dude, Jay, you should start a fucking QAnon of just people that are anti-big gators.
But if
Jay,
I
you
saw,
don't marvel at the wonder of life on this planet? Like, that's a real thing?
If I saw that, no, marvel's the wrong word. If I saw that, I would go into a hyper panic attack.
Those deer need to fucking go.
Do you remember? Yeah, they do need to get eaten by a fucking Papa Gator.
See, there's a little fawn.
Go get him, Papa Gator.
I'll tell you what I say to this gator. I go, oh, you must spend a lot of time on your knees. I see those scabs on your knees from sucking that dick.
And then you go.
And I go, what's up? You want my arm? Baby, one arm?
Arm?
Would they come into your homes?
No.
Oh, and that.
Ah! It was a picture of an alligator.
In an old lady's house. And the old lady's like, oh.
Oh, well, hello, a new friend. Who are you, new friend?
That dude.
Common precautions you got to take.
Christine. Oh, you came through the doggy door. Do you like cookies?
Oh,
you probably
like,
did.
And, he goes, you like, and she goes, "Ooh, I'm
like,
being nice."
Oh no, Mister,
you be nice.
What is this, dude?
Here's the fucking guy in the rain.
Yeah, dude, this is Jay's conspiracy theory. Same tale every gator.
Yeah, seems to spend a lot of time on this one golf course.
One golf that's course just was in Florida, and the other one was in South Carolina.
That's just a community. That looks like my parents' backyard.
Jesus,
a massive alligator.
Have you seen one of these in person?
I see them all the time, not that size.
The massive ones?
No.
What's the biggest gator you've ever seen?
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
10 feet?
What are they called?
You've seen a 10 feet.
With the tail, probably,
you've seen 10 foot alligator?
Yeah.
Daddy, were you scared? I'm gonna sound like such a pussy right now.
How old is that alligator?
Did you cry? I would have cried. Did you cry and ask God for mercy? God, I sit before your big, beautiful, wonderful nature.
Oh, it's climbing a fence.
Yeah, dude.
I love them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't get near them, but I love them.
If you can draw, if you're an excellent artist, can you please illustrate Jacob
riding
holding two alligators on chain collars like DMX with pit bulls?
Oh, hell
where it's
yeah.
just his one hand and then two chains of gators with leashes on them.
Has anybody tried to tame one of those biggies?
Yeah, like you know, sometimes you see videos of people that keep exotic animals in the hood, like an alligator in a bathtub. it's always like oil sheiks' sons that have tigers as like house pets. Do you ever see those videos?
Yeah.
They pop up on WorldStar. It's just a dude with barrel of oil money, and he's like, sit down, Fluffy.
Yeah.
That one they just had there is the biggest one in the world in Dubai Aquarium, and that's not nowhere near the size of that.
The one that was on the course?
You have to euthanize ones past a certain length because they eat all the other alligators.
Yeah, so and they get a little
deplete the population.
Oh, Christine looked up world's largest crocodile, I think that was.
Oh, my God.
Is that difference? Alligators, when it gets really big?
Alligators get bigger, but crocodiles are more aggressive. Am I right, Jacob?
I'm not sure.
I think crocs are the ones that you got to worry about because they get mad and they'll come get you. Alligators.
You're smirking as you're describing it, feeling like you don't believe what you're saying at all. I'm not saying you're wrong. You might be completely right.
This is one of those facts that I think I knew in my 20s that enough resin in my brain is pushed back out where I don't know.
Like one of them's this, the other one's that.
Are you guys not seeing this emotional support alligator?
No,
we're gonna let us watch that and enjoy it. Hit pause. Look up alligators versus crocodiles because I think alligators. Again,
I think
aren't as
season.
Aggressive towards humans.
Mm.
They're still aggressive, but I think crocodiles are the ones that are like, I'll fuck your shit up if you get near me.
I think it should be open season on alligators, all on all of them.
Do you think on all lizards, though?
Yes. There's no need for lizards.
Dude, if I ever ran against you for Senate, I'd be like, Jay hates all lizards.
Lizards. I said that, by the way, when I was describing on stage to Florida, I was like, man, this place sucks. And they'd be like, no. And I'd be like, it rains constantly, and then when it's done raining, you have to share a wet bench with a fucking lizard, and then it's sweaty all the time.
People go, yeah.
Yeah, they know it sucks there.
Great article
they
to
just like
up.
Wearing orange button-downs.
Alligator versus crocodile, six key differences to who wins in a fight. We'll just go down to see what are the differences.
I think there's one American or North American version of crocodile, but the rest are alligators.
I don't even see where we could see this.
Okay, so the crocodile is actually the one that's can get up to 20 feet long.
Damn.
To 2,000 pounds. So the crocodile is the biggie.
Damn. Alligators can only get 8.2 to 11.2.
But it says world's largest crocodile is in that Dubai aquarium. It didn't look anywhere near the size of that fucking the triceratops that was walking
could
across.
Have been just like perspective of the tank size.
Was I wrong about the aggression? Because I feel like I'm right about the aggression, that crocodiles are more aggressive than alligators. Just look that up. Just give me one win. I just need a win. Come on. I feel like Lionel Hutz. Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Crocodiles are often regarded as much more aggressive than alligators. While you should avoid contact with both animals, I would say so, alligators in the Everglades tend to be more docile than crocodiles, only attacking if hungry or provoked.
Wow. So that big thing is the more aggressive kind.
Yes. Yes.
Then why is it just chilling on a golf course, like letting everyone take pictures of it? It looks like you could have taken a ride on it if you wanted
Florida
to.
Florida motherfuckers are wild.
And it eats.
No, it wasn't freaking out itself. It was just walking like...
Yeah, hey. Because it knows.
So,
but it's, that's not the attitude.
Mind if I play through?
It was walking like this. Jay, this is the attitude. If it was a crocodile, it was walking like this. What?
But he wasn't. What? He was just walking.
Yeah, because he's walking, but you got close to him.
I'm going
to
take a drop here.
He goes.
The cool Mulligan. Thing is, you know, well, like when I FaceTime you to show you the alligators, they I know they're eyeballing me. Is this guy going to do something stupid?
You going to walk up on me?
But is he going to not realize
if
I'm
I
here?
Was on my parents, you know, that development they live on is on a golf course, and that's where my sister got married at.
Dude, if a gator just came
dude,
up.
Dude, if a gator like that came up, I would have went home and put on chain mail. Like, I would have come, I'm like, oh, we've, apparently we've just quantum leaped to medieval times.
Ah, yes, the Duke of Delco has stricken again.
Rain of fire!
Oh, a monster attacked me. Do you think that's what dragons
he goes,
were?
I'm going to go
we're
to the
so
source.
So stupid back then that we're like, a dragon. And really, it was just a gator on a golf course.
I'm going to head over to our blacksmithery and get all of our weapons.
That's how funny. That's how stupid we were back then. Alligator, we're like a monster, but we weren't wrong.
No, it's that thing on the that's a monster.
That we weren't wrong. It was just funny the way we.
What does that big monster do good for the environment?
He eats other monsters.
There are no other monsters like that. That's the only monster. That thing doesn't eat monsters. It eats.
Dude, have you seen a Komodo dragon? Those things are nuts.
Does it eat Komodo dragons?
Bring up Komodo dragons. Bring up.
I think that thing will definitely eat a.
Who wins in a fight?
Iguana, which you want. So I want him to eat all the iguanas he can get.
You want him to snack up on all the iguanas.
Yeah.
Who wins? He'll never get near him.
But who's going to win in a fight? Wait, iguanas are invasive?
Horribly invasive.
They come in your house?
They kill everything. In Florida, you have to kill. You're supposed to.
I know. Yeah, they come into your house.
Iguana?
No.
Oh, they don't? Look at that, dude. Look at that.
What?
That's a Komodo dragon.
Are you relating that to that thing that was on the golf course, dude?
I wonder.
He's got a wicked tongue. That doesn't even look like he had any teeth.
Komodo dragons are more poison. They have poison in them.
Oh.
And they're giant.
Really? Why did Ricky the Dragon Steamboat have one?
Because he had a little one. Look at that.
Actually, didn't they say that was a monitor lizard?
Was it?
Maybe. I don't know.
One of my favorite moments in the comedy is when Bert Park sang... there he is, your Komodo dragon in The Freshman.
Oh, yeah. Dude, oh, my God. So you just walk around. So this guy got his arm bit off and then was just lost in the swamp for 3 days, survived.
And then he just realized, he goes, I'm just some dude who lives in Florida who wears sleeveless shirts anyway.
Yeah.
It's so fine. I can live without an arm.
Whatever.
He has such a good
you think
good
my
attitude.
Fat pig wife's going to have a problem with this? She can't believe I'm still with her.
She's into nub stuff. It's going to get
she's
real.
She's nub play.
Because she finally got the nub she wanted. I think she paid that gator to bite me.
You think my sweaty wife, who only wears Marvin the Martian shirts, is going to have a problem with me having one arm?
Whose makeup looks like she's constantly crying because of the humidity? You think she never
doesn't put on eyeliner, but it's always smudged.
A woman that can be blotchy and sweaty. Look at this emotional support. Where is this from? Is this guy that lives in Florida? Or
I googled alligators as pets.
He deserves what he gets if you have one of those.
Yeah, this is the Pippa. And at one point, this alligator is going to bite this guy's face.
Dude, do you remember on Loveline when they used to do...
Give me some of that.
Ooh, he's mad.
I do think of that when I do give like mushy kisses to Dawkins. I'm like, you know, if her mind cracked one day, she could like disfigure me for life.
I think about that all the time with Myrtle. I'm like, if Myrtle, I think about like, what if Myrtle just was one day like, fuck this
something
guy.
Happened. Yeah, it's just something in her mind. She was like, no, this guy's my enemy. Like, he did something I don't like, and she bites my fucking face off.
I remember listening to Loveline.
Christine won't kick her out.
To get back to the gator thing. And I remember they always used to play Florida or Germany. And I was always like, oh, that's a funny subject. But I didn't realize how much they nailed it. Every news story, like this guy looking at this story, I'm like, it really probably seems like it's a Florida guy.
Oh, for sure.
Or Germany.
Yeah.
Good job, Adam Carolla.
Or a boxer.
Yeah, a boxer. Heavyweight champ. You got to have gold around your waist.
Yeah. Go play this.
Federally licensed emotional support alligator. He is far from a typical alligator.
We're going to go have fun today, huh?
Ooh, you like it, huh?
I got your tail.
I don't want to imagine life without Wally.
He starts kicking.
Who allows... You can't bring it out. He's... In Look the video, him. He's bringing an alligator into a mall.
Looks like Chris DiStefano's dad.
Oh, my God. What an ass.
He's got a bunch of lizards. That's why, dude. These are all people that are like...
Oh, that's the bearded dragon.
Anything from blue tongue skink to iguanas to.
What's a blue tongue skink? Dude, no, that thing slips out of my.
Monitor, Savannah monitor, ball python.
Dude, a bearded dragon. Remember I told you that when my my daughter had a gay like elementary school teacher.
Okay.
And when we went.
That's pretty progressive.
So totally. Pretty cool. What was just funny was he just kept saying he has the he had a bearded dragon lizard in the room. And his, I told you this before, right? He just kept saying over and over again when me and Carla went in for like parent-teacher conferences, he goes, if the kids get a good grade, they get to see the bearded dragon. If they get 100%, they get to pet my bearded dragon. He goes, the kids just love playing with my bearded dragon. And I'm just biting my lips like the whole time going like, you're doing this on purpose, dude, for sure. Like, it's like, it was so, he goes, it always comes back to the bearded dragon. These kids love the bearded dragon. Not one of them is afraid of it. They all just go right to my bearded dragon. And he just nonstop.
They put their hands all over it.
Yeah.
He goes, honestly, couldn't even stop him. And the thing about my bearded dragon, always ready.
Always ready to play.
Locked, loaded, ready to
go. He goes, and
day, night,
yeah.
That bearded dragon's
drug and disease free, HIV neg. Bearded dragon. Sir, what are we talking about?
Ski pole
friendly.
You
have to pull it out.
Yeah.
Look, my bearded dragon.
My bearded dragon's 420 friendly.
No Greek.
Dude, the fact that that's just some teacher being like, do you guys want to see it?
Dude, there was such a funny, I wish I would have taken a picture of it. I told Christine when I was in West Palm, going through 60 Days In, just like dicking around on my phone. I was like, oh, I bet West Palm, if you go on like the escort sites, has like some like porn starry like people. I wonder what it was, what it costs like to fuck a porn star. And so I just looked at this, and it's the ad I went to right away. It was it's just like an old black lady wearing like baggy lingerie, just like not with a good body. She's just like, look at it. And it goes, and her ad goes, it goes, no Greek. And in parentheses, it goes, that mean booty hole play.
Dude, I love walking it to him. Yeah, this is exactly what that means.
No booty hole play.
Not going to touch my booty hole. The next story that we have about Florida, your sweet state, was a man was arrested for calling a sex worker on his honeymoon.
Booty hole play.
Trying to get that Greek.
Trying to get that Greek. Booty hole play.
Like a salad. I'd like to toss your salad. I don't know if you have a Greek salad. I don't do booty hole play.
I don't do no booty hole play.
But dude, getting caught by your wife calling a fucking, it's like the
I want, was
Crumb
he calling,
Fresh episode of South Park.
We got to read the story because is it a sex worker that he's like previously has like some relationship with, or he was just like, well, you know what? Let me set up a hooker for when I get home next week.
Oh,
or something.
Setting, you
know
a, I mean? Like, setting was, a play date?
No, look.
Look. Wait, bring it in because Jay and I both have old man eyes now. Even though I have laser eyes, I still have bad eyes.
I think I need glasses.
A Florida man was arrested on his honeymoon after he answered an ad for a prostitute. Paul Travusky, 34, left his new bride sleeping in their hotel room in Tampa.
Nice.
And went, oh, of course. Dude, him doing the quiet door close, leaving your wife. He goes,
hey, I'm going to run. I'm going to see if they have a...
he goes, there's a, I think
there's see soda. If they have a snack machine.
I think there's soda downstairs.
I went at the marketplace. You want some sour gummies?
You know what? I feel like walking to a gas station for a sandwich. Is that crazy?
I'll be, no, please, sleep heavy. I'm good.
Oh my God, baby, stay asleep. I really want to see if they have Twizzlers down the street.
I'm going to go shit in the hotel lobby so I don't stink up the room.
You're going to think this is crazy. I want to see if there's any go-kart places open.
I'm going to go look at the moon for a little bit and write.
Hey, I'm going to try to find a cappuccino and a Blockbuster.
Let's see if there's any all-night adult stores open.
You know what? I'm back into action.
I'm going to get a pocket puss.
I'm back into action figures. I'm going to go buy G.I. Joe's and set up a little thing outside.
Hey, I'm going to get in line for Madden 23 now. I'll see you tomorrow.
I think there's an iPhone. Just pick me up at the Apple store tomorrow. He left his bride.
Hey, I'm going to go camp out for American Idol tryouts.
I think I got a shot there. I think I got it. Honestly, I don't see how Katy Perry's going to say no. He left his new bride sleeping in their hotel room in Tampa and went out to meet a prostitute he had connected with online. So it might have
wasn't
been
just calling her. He went to go meet her.
When a self-employed businessman arrived at the Hyatt Hotel, he was placed in handcuffs, caught up in a sting operation by local police to crack down on sex trafficking. Definitely when those handcuffs went on him, he was like...
You know what's funny? That is
what do you mean? At what point do you think he thought, and I'm just asking you, what do you think was the order? Oh no, I'm in trouble with my wife, or I'm not gonna fuck. What do you think was the first one?
Wife,
and then later.
Not even wife. Life's kind of over here. But I mean, they have his name, and he was going. And he was involved in a sting for sex trafficking. That's how it's gonna read. Damn,
isn't
this guy's
more of a Florida story if she stays.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she'll stay.
It's more of a story if it ends up being that they're a throuple.
It's Dipolito country.
If you were trying to crack down on sex trafficking, wouldn't you like be sending guys into prostitutes?
Well, to find out where they're coming up from. I think they're just trying to crack down on who's getting prostitutes, kind of start shaking some names.
It always seems kind of shitty to like when they...
To get the Johns?
Yeah, it just... When they like... I don't know. When they're like arresting Johns, it just seems...
But it's like it's when they're arresting someone buying drugs too. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. I get it. Like, you know what I mean? But like... It's whatchamacallit, man. I've never, you know what's so funny? I've never even thought in prostitution of getting caught up like in a illegal operation or nothing like that. But like, I was, but Carla, my ex-wife, dude, because I spoke so casually to her about the minimal, like, you know, massage parlor, like fucking and hand jobs and stuff like that. That's happened to me.
When you got your Deshaun Watson on.
Sure. Or the very few times that I paid for pussy, I told her about it, and she was so, I thought we were gonna laugh, because even at that point I was saying it with like a, yeah, it's not really my deal, but like I've done it, you know what I mean? And she was so appalled, and I was kind of like, and she was like, no, and her being appalled, it wasn't that like my behavior necessarily, it was that like me saying it in a way I don't not realize that I'm like polluting, like, or not polluting, but like, you know, like contributing to these girls' fucked up lives, like they're probably, and especially when it's those Asian hand job places, you're like, oh yeah, probably for sure involved in sex trafficking in some way.
It's not so the, it's like it's just not like the Cinemax movie where it's like a hot babe who's like, I'm so horny, I gotta massage men.
I think no, there's not somebody... that doesn't exist, but I think I there's just beautiful girls who like prostitute themselves for sure. I don't think that's not in like these
look
these
what only that's what OnlyFans discovered is like OnlyFans. It was like women, you know, people in general, because we found out about Tommy Lee, we found out that people are just willing to be like, I'll participate in sex work somehow, which is fine. Those massage parlors are women that they're like, do you want to eat? You want a place to stay? We kidnapped you from your family. Jerk this guy off. And
for me,
like,
it's become ego, though. That's the reason that I couldn't even like wrap my brain around doing it. Because I'm like, oh, man, I want somebody to fuck me. Same. Forget even paying like a prostitute. Same thing if like, I'll fuck you to get access to something.
Yeah, the old Weinstein way.
You know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, that's no. Don't
well,
do
girls
that.
Have texted Jay and been like, "I'll fuck you and Christine for Skankfest tickets," and I'm like,
true.
"Please don't."
And I was like, "Well,
it's so funny when you guys both come and you go, and there's two badges. That's gonna get you in on Saturday. Sunday you're gonna have to."
I just said, neither of our personalities is like, neither of our personalities is like, "I'll fuck you for a thing." Like, no.
God, the interns at Gas would be so much hotter.
Actually,
you just have
like...
a bunch of people that are just fucking you guys for stuff. And I'm like, I mean, the show, we can't even get it on the air. I do Skanks. I'm like, it's off the air again. But
speaking of a Gas Digital crew, we should give a big congrats. Alex Scarlato.
Yeah.
Pregnant. Alex and Mike Harrington.
Congratulations, Mike and Alex.
Congratulations.
Gas Digital,
so
baby.
Gas Dig, babe.
Little Skank Turn, baby.
Yeah. Holy shit. That's crazy.
Crazy.
They were our first intern Olympics. Like our second Skank
God.
Fest ever.
At
they came
the
on
creek.
Together. Yeah.
With Becky Rodriguez.
With Becky Rodriguez.
I called her Robot Girl.
Yep. Also, can I say what a good guy Mike Harrington
he's
is
the best.
At the core? Well,
he's a sweet sweetheart.
We found out something on Skanks this week. Because it dawned on me as I was saying it. So a long time ago, when Alex would like, she would be like mean to Mike sometimes, you know what I mean? Like say something to, and they got into an argument at some point, and Mike goes, yeah, well, guess what? He goes, actually, I fucked her, and like dropped the mic and walked out. And like she got really upset by that, said it wasn't true, and it was like a thing for, and then just kind of went away. Like everyone just accepted, like he probably bullshitted about it. Then it came up again, and I think, and he ended up saying when it came up again, going like, I lied. I was just trying to like, whatever. And then where they're at now, I didn't even overthink. That was years ago. I didn't even overthink that at all. And when we were thinking of them together, I was like, wait a second, Alex. this is a guy you said at one point lied and told everyone that you guys had sex. And now you're like with him. That's pretty like cool. You really forgave him. I go, unless I'm thinking to myself now, Alex, that did you guys? And she had to admit it. So she goes, yeah, they did. And they did for a while. Then they didn't for a long time. And then they got back together. But I'm like, oh, you bitch. You, Mike liked you so much that he was willing. Because until you, last night,
yeah,
and they've been together for a while. She's pregnant now. He never even made it a thing. He goes, hey, can we like recant that like.
I didn't
fucking lie about you at least. That I was at least telling the truth. You know, it was a dick move to yell it out when you were being mean. Like. You know, that I wasn't a liar.
And in reality, he was just telling the truth.
Just telling the truth. Well, Mike was just telling us the truth.
I love that he didn't fuck her, that he was fucking her for a while.
Yeah, gave her the biz for a bit, dude.
Mikey.
Yeah, Harrington.
Well, this guy.
I'm so excited for this baby.
Yeah.
Oh, a little mush.
This guy waited till his wife was asleep and then went and called a hooker. Got caught. I wonder if there's a picture of.
Honeymoon sex.
Wow. It was honeymoon, too. Was it? The only question here was, as a wedding guest, was it too late to get the gifts that they gave returned back? This was his wedding.
It was his honeymoon. It was right? Honeymoon.
Corbin Burnson famously did this.
Yeah.
Who?
Really?
Yeah.
Mario Lopez, too.
What?
Also?
Yeah.
Did what?
Calling a prostitute or something? Or just, I think just cheating.
Cheated on the honeymoon.
Cheated on the honeymoon.
Cheated on the honeymoon.
Yeah, and Corbin Burnson.
Was this when Mario Lopez married the Doritos girl?
Oh, no. Didn't he cheat the bachelor party?
I think so.
I think it was, he cheated at the bachelor party.
Dude, when you're yeah. hot, though.
Hey, you better. That's your bachelor party. You do. That's where you cheat. Dummy. Don't you know how bachelor parties work?
Duh.
Turn on the internet once in a while. Calling a sex worker. I mean, what is this?
You're horny.
What is his wife not doing
yeah,
on the honeymoon?
I mean, even on your honeymoon, go jerk off and you're still calling.
I'll say getting your period on your honeymoon, though, would fucking suck.
I confronted him, and he still to this day denied it and never apologized. Lopez also reportedly cheated on their honeymoon just 3 days after they tied the knot when he left his new wife at the hotel while he partied with a 20-year-old girl all night.
There's definitely...
Man, that's got to be crazy hot. That has to be a crazy hot 20-year-old. Or does it?
Allie Landry's
well,
smoking hot.
Because, you know, Adam Levine just got caught cheating on his...
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, DM.
Well, it's all. Oh, did they catch actual DMs and shit?
He sent
I saw that. I did see the picture, and he was like, I'm going to name my baby sort of after you.
He's going to name my son after you.
Sumner. By the way, already a shit name. How much do you want to impress this chick that you're going to give your kid some dumb fuck name?
It's a good last name, though. One of my best friends is last name Sumner.
Yeah, no, it rules. It's the last name.
I only know that name from the rich. It's Sumner Redstone, right? The rich guy?
Oh, yeah, he runs
He's dead now, right?
Sting's last name.
Is it really?
Gordon Sumner.
Does Sumner Redstone, is he still alive?
Is he?
I think he's dead.
Remember he got caught trying to have threesomes where he was like
no,
telling
I think he's still kicking.
But he can't, like, he's having a threesome, but not involved. Yeah, he's just in a hospital bed. He's like, have sex in front of me.
And touch my leg. Just put your hand on my thigh.
Graze my big toe.
I think that's why we got let go from Comedy Central.
Why? Because we busted Sumner Redstone's balls?
Yeah, because we were making fun of Sumner Redstone, and all of a sudden, Comedy Central stopped with original content. Jacob, you work there. What's going
hello.
On?
Hello.
Is that
going
it?
On, Jacob? Did we hit a nerve?
Is this the
we
da
talked about his pervy ways?
Is this the Da Vinci Code of the bonfire?
I can't say.
Are we going to work our way all the way up to the top and realize that
should I not tell what I know about Big Jim? Because it's pretty dark.
It's faction talk, dude. Lay off. We're only going
I'm saying,
Sumner
but we already lost our one, so like,
this is like The Wire.
Do we implode everywhere we go and just tell all the dirt we have on people?
That's our first meeting with them in the morning. We're like, we want all of your dirt.
Philip SiriusXM is a whoremonger.
Dude, that's so horny to call a fucking hooker on your wedding night or to cheat on your honeymoon. You got to be horny.
And then to have it go exactly... You know, that's the funny thing with those pedophile hunts now. Most of the time when they go, I knew it was you. That's like the move. So it's like, I mean, this guy walks into a sting of it. He goes, yeah, I just had a feeling this is all bullshit.
Oh, hell yeah. You guys are here? I was hoping you guys were here.
I don't know. It's so weird. I'll tell you why I couldn't get a hooker anymore, even if I like had the interest to. They all, the ads too, are like Cash App. Deposits, and you're like, what?
Oh, now there's a paper trail?
It makes total sense for them.
Oh, yeah, they're like,
but
hey,
I mean, what?
No, you're not going to rip me off. I'm not dealing in cash. But also, doesn't that make it a lot more bustable? Like, people can just go over your taxes and be like, why did this guy give you $200 for friendship?
I wonder if you go, I think the website was called Escort Al. I just clicked the first one when I typed in West Palm Escorts in the Google. I think it's called Escort Alligator. I want to see in the first few pages if you can see the girl, the black lady, who goes, no booty hole stuff.
Dude, Escort Alligator would be very funny if we went to the website and it was logged in under your name, where it's like, Big J Blazin 21.
It's logged in. Okay. I bought a lifetime membership.
I go, dude, it says right here you're a platinum premium member. What is that?
Can you get a membership to Escort,
son? Dude, they go, yes, son, we feed you the women when you come down to Florida like a gator on the golf course.
Hi, it's me, your Escort Alligator. I'm here. Nom, 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 nom.
Who's ready to get their nom noms on with some dirty pussy?
Yeah, there's some real skis on this website for sure.
Were you going hoping you were going to see, like, Escort Alligator?
No. I literally was just looking. I'm like, what? I wonder what
only
escorts
cash.
In my... Because I've looked, this particular thing, Escort Alligator, is always the first thing that comes up. No, it's more interesting when I go to, like, Omaha and see what's happening. You know, it's like four people. You know what I mean? So I was like, West Palm probably has a bunch of, like, porn stars and stuff available.
Dude, if you're a lady and you see that email in your inbox that's from Escort Alligator, you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Keep going down, Christina. I'm sure we can see when it's an old black lady.
Here we go.
I wonder if you can go to, like, if it goes back to the day I looked. Because that would be.
Some of these ladies are hot. Are they real?
Yeah.
Probably.
God damn, dude. West Palm Beach has got some porn star looking ladies, like you said. Look at the cans on that one.
Yo, post so much. How could you possibly go back that many days? That sucks.
Damn, that's how frivolous. That's how many hookers live in Florida.
Oh,
the search history.
Yeah.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.